And we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. We are going to be talking with Cliff Williams this next segment, USD 378 Riley County Superintendent. Cliff, good to have you on.
Great to be here, Brandon. I appreciate it.
Well, I know these are challenging circumstances for everybody right now. We just got off the phone with Mr. Burton. I imagine a lot the same is going on at USD 378. How is the attempt to provide some sort of normalcy to students continuing?
Oh, I tell you, it's been great. The efforts behind our staff and our team have been wonderful. You know, they've taken this thing in stride, and been several different emotions with it as well. You know, it's kind of hard for especially our teachers to say goodbye to our kids in such a sudden fashion, but we've been able to start reaching back out to them, you know, using technology, as well as we've started a food program where we feed kids ages 1 through 18 every evening from 5 to 6:30 in four different locations in the district. And it's been fun to watch them see the different faces and how they light up. And you can tell that they really miss each other, and it's kind of tough to see that that had to occur that way. But we're going to view this as an opportunity and not a crisis, and we're about ready to launch our plan on Monday, so we're excited to go.
And how much of that will be online, the online component of learning? Do you have that ready to go yet?
Probably the majority is going to be. We sent out a survey to all of our parents trying to understand the connectivity, and our local providers have been wonderful of working with us and so gracious to try to do different things like some free hotspots and helping us in that avenue. We're still doing a little bit more research with that. This week has been deemed as a planning time, and so we're trying to reach out. Some we've had to try to get a hold of the phone. So we're going to have a few of the packets here to start with, a little more traditional, but otherwise the vast majority will be digital.
Have you heard any concerns from parents who, I know their schedules have been impacted too, some maybe not working or some maybe working remotely and in need of child care?
Oh, most definitely, and definitely understandably. And so we're trying to adapt to that, and you're going to see things like one platform we're going to use is the Zoom, which is kind of a teleconferencing type method where the presenter, meaning the teacher, can see the students, and, you know, they can kind of reconnect. And we're going to try and tape a lot of those, knowing that those families that are still working, and then they'll work with their student in the evening. And we're trying to make the lessons, you know, appropriate. You know, we understand that the teacher's the content specialist. And so we'll have some adaptations, and imagine the first couple of weeks we'll learn a lot as well. And we're so fortunate that our families do a great job of reaching out to us, and the communication lines are wide open. And so I'm sure we'll learn from each other. And the beauty is a lot of these kids, they have no fear of this technology. And so I'm sure they'll teach us a few things too.
No, no doubt about that. Well, as far as the free meals, that's I know that's been very popular in most of the school districts we've encountered. Have you served a lot of children?
We have. We actually launched that on Friday. We were a little bit slower than some of the others because of our poverty rate. Our rate is so low that we had to go through a special waiver in order to do that, because otherwise we wouldn't qualify for that grant. And so it's been a real blessing. But in day one, we had 105 meals served, and then we had 195. And let me back up. That's 105 students, and then 195 on Monday. And then last night, we had 259. So we're kind of getting close to that 50% mark, and so we're pretty pleased with the increase, and just want to continue to shout out to parents and say, you know, please come in and take advantage of that. It's there for your kids.
Again, we're speaking with Cliff Williams, superintendent at USD 378 Riley County Schools. I'm curious with you, with your district in particular, how this impacts the construction that you're planning to do here with the bond.
Well, that's a good question. You know, now that we kind of know exactly that we won't have school from the governor's plan, some things have been able to been pushed up a little bit, like the roof and our fire protection up at our high school. The rest of it is we've been sending out bids right now and doing some bid openings. And so that part of it's not going to be pushed up. But we're able to get in there and do a little bit of tree remover ourselves, trying to do some of those things to make sure our site's ready. And matter of fact, we just started advertising to sell our modular unit that'll have to move out of the way so we can put the classrooms in there. And so right now it's still on schedule as planned, and we'll really start doing some dirt work at the end of May, and we hope Mother Nature is kind to us, that she doesn't rain quite as much as she did last year, so we can stay on schedule. But everything's looking good right now.
All right, well, that's good news. Anything else we should know about here? Maybe how this is impacting? I've already touched on a little bit, but the seniors, I know it's kind of a bummer for them.
Yeah, that was tough. Just wonderful group there, and we've been working on some of the little things like many others and trying to make some decisions on we need to waive a few of our credits or suspend them for that just that class. The state requires 21 units, and we have 28. Most of ours are really in great shape already. It's just, again, just a great class. We're having some discussions about trying to do something to simulate a graduation and yet, you know, keep our social distancing. So we're working through some of those things and, you know, trying to give them as many experiences as possible. And I'm sure it'll be a class that'll never forget their senior year.
Well, that's for sure. It's definitely one to remember. Well, Cliff, about out of time, but we appreciate you coming on, and hopefully we can have you on in studio next month. We'll see.
Sounds great, then. Thank you so much, Brandon.
All right, Cliff Williams again, Superintendent, USD 378 Riley County Schools, joining us on In Focus. We'll continue after this on News Radio KMAN.